This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Today's question comes from Dennis in Washington. My friend and I started a paint contracting business. This year, we've already earned $1.4 million with $500,000 as net profit. We're worried about tax season because we've never experienced financial success like this before. Our accountant recently told us we need to make some expensive business purchases as write-offs, and my partner wants to buy a truck for cash. I really don't want to spend thousands of dollars for potential small tax savings. What is the real wise thing to do?
Fire your accountant. Right now. He's an idiot. I'm serious. Accountants that can't do math should not be employed. This just pisses me off.
They're saying spend a bunch of money to save a little bit of money.
Well, let me explain to you how this works, okay? If you go buy a truck, you do not get to write the truck off and save the cost of the truck in taxes. Let's say you have a $50,000 tax bill, so you go buy a $50,000 truck. It does not work that way, honey. Your accountant's a moron. All right. So what happens when you buy a $50,000 truck is you get to depreciate that truck over 3 or 5 years, depending on what type of schedule you put it on. And as you depreciate it, let's just say we put it over 5 years. So the math's easy on my $50,000. That's $10,000 a year. Oh, by the way, you don't get $10,000 off your taxes either. You get $10,000 off of your taxable income. And so if you're in a 30% bracket, it saves you $3,000 this year to buy a $50,000 truck. Your accountant is a moron.
That math doesn't add up. You don't need to be
a mathematician. You trade $50,000 for $3,000, you're a moron, okay? That's just straight up. That's just an idiot. Now, here's the thing. If you go buy business equipment that you actually use in the business, most of it is going to be on a depreciation schedule of some kind. Under some cases, you can write the whole thing off in 1 year. Maybe it will, depending on what Biden has done with the Trump tax stuff, you may be able to write it all off in 1 year. But it's even then, $10,000 write-off for a $10,000 expense saves you $3,000 on your taxes. No, you don't need to go spend money to save on taxes. You're just going to pay some taxes, honey. You became very successful. I'm sorry.
It sounds like they should have just been putting that money aside, knowing.
I'm guessing they haven't been doing quarterly estimates.
Yeah. This is all
new. Their accountant is a moron.
This this year. So this is all new to them, but, you know, taxes aren't new. They've been paying taxes since they've been working, so yeah. They've got to find a new tax
bro. Your partner wants to go buy a truck for cash, you should do that with the money that he takes out of the business as his share of the profits and get ready to pay taxes on it. Do not buy things for your business to save on taxes. Only buy things for your business that causes your business to become more prosperous. Now, if you have some legitimate things you can invest in that cause you to make even more money in business, let's always invest in those. But we didn't do that for tax reasons. We did that because we're going to make more money on the item we purchased than the item cost. That's called a return on investment, and that's what you do in business. You don't put money in anything else. But there is no situation in tax where if you spend a dollar, you save a dollar. No. If you spend a dollar, you save maybe a quarter. Maybe 3 cents. Possible exception would be if you spent some money on a new accountant who can do math. And that might be a good return on investment.
Can you write that off? That's the question.
Have I been unclear about accountants who can't do math? Any of you CPAs and accountants who tell people to go run up their expenses in a business in order to save on taxes ought to have your butt kicked up around your neck. It's ridiculous. When you people running businesses start doing stuff just for taxes, you about to be out of business. When the lawyers and the bean counters run your business, you are screwed. You have to make decisions that are business decisions.
I'm guessing these are the same people that buy things on their credit card, on their business card, to get the rewards. It's the same mentality of, I'm going to spend 10 grand to get $200.
My favorite one was my friend who's an electrician. The irony of this just never has been able to escape me. His idiot accountant told him that it was okay for him to buy a houseboat and write it off as a business expense. Now, there's no irony here that we're talking about a boat with electricity, right? An electrician with a houseboat. But I'm trying to explain to him, Junior, it's not a business expense. That's not his name. His name's not Junior. But I'm like, good Lord, Bubba. I mean, You understand? He said, well, I'm going to have like business parties on it. I will entertain customers. How many days a year? 2 days a year. Okay, you can actually depreciate 2/365 of this houseboat. And you can write off the booze that you bought for the party. And that's it, Bubba. That's it. Your accountant is a moron. Oh, my God. This is so freaking stupid.
Yeah, the fraction on that hurts my brain. It's so little.
It's, yeah, yeah. And it's just, and it's an electrician buying a boat with water and electricity. It's just bothering me. But, yeah. Oh, this is something we get with Entree Leadership all the time. Business people who are smarter than their accountants, smarter than their lawyers, start taking orders from people that are dumber than them.
Got to put people smarter than you around you.
No. Go to RamseySolutions.com, click on ELP for taxes, get you a new tax person that can add. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.